Simple.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I am getting tired of the whining about negative campaigning. I'm getting tired of the whining from everybody about not just the candidate. I'm getting tired hearing about it. What in the world is politics? What is it if not this? And I'm saying something to the Gingrich people here. Newt is really caught up in this notion that Romney's saying things about him that aren't true. I'm telling you, I'm having a tough time relating to being upset about that. As someone who is routinely lied about every day and has been for 25 years, it comes with the territory. And Newt said that he was off his game in the last debate last Thursday because Romney was telling such outrageous lies about him that he was shell-shocked. Now, I don't know if that is a ploy for sympathy or what, but what in the world do either of these two guys think is going to happen when either one of them ends up facing Obama?
There's Rush Limbaugh commenting on Newt Gingrich, and what he says about Romney's negative attack ad sounds like, get over it. He's telling Gingrich to get over it. Does Gingrich need to get over it? Apparently Romney got over him because yesterday in the Florida primary, Newt Gingrich came in second. Mitt Romney, big Florida primary win. He has regained his momentum, so some say. Was it a commanding win? Is it a forceful response to the questions that have been raised about Mitt Romney's candidacy? You tell all the rest of us at 800-510-8255. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. And, of course, the primary is what everybody's going to be talking about. It was yesterday. It will be today. Results, results. Results. So what do you think of the results? Especially if you're a Floridian, you can call us now at 800-510-TALK. Send me email, doug@dougsteffen.com. In the primary, 98% of the precincts reporting in. Romney finished in first place, got 46% of the vote. Gingrich got 32% of the votes that were cast. Rick Santorum was a way back third, and Ron Paul got 7%. He came in fourth. So do you think Newt Gingrich is going to benefit if Rick Santorum gets out? Is Newt, and is he counting on this? Do you think, have you heard him say, or is it you're thinking that he counts on this to give himself a place? 800-510-TALK. The candidates first in focus here on our countdown review. The candidacy of Mitt Romney helped a lot. He talks about why primaries aren't easy and then set his sights on the real candidate champion, the champion of those who want to see Obama stay in office. So he goes back to going after Obama here.
There are fewer candidates tonight than when the race began, but three gentlemen are serious and able competitors, and they're still in the race, and I want to congratulate them on another hard-fought contest in this campaign. Primary contests are not easy, and they're not supposed to be. As this primary unfolds, our opponents in the other party have been watching, and they like to comfort themselves with the thought that a competitive campaign will leave us divided and weak. But I've got news for them. A competitive primary does not divide us, it prepares us, and we will win. And when we gather back here in Tampa 7 months from now for our convention, ours will be a united party with a winning ticket for America. You know, 3 years ago this week, a newly elected President Obama faced the American people, and he said, look, if I can't turn this economy around in 3 years, I'll be looking at a one-term proposition, and we're here to collect. And you know the results. I mean, it's been 35 months of unemployment above 8%. And under this president, more Americans have lost their jobs and more home foreclosures have occurred than under the administration of any other president in history. And in the last 10 days, I met with a father who was terrified that this would be the last night his family would be able to sleep in the only home his son has known. I've met seniors who thought these would be the best years of their life. And now they're worried day to day about how to make ends meet. I met some Hispanic entrepreneurs who thought they'd achieved the American dream, and now they're seeing it disappear. In his State of the Union address, the president actually said these words. He says, "Let's remember now how we got here." Don't worry, Mr. President. We remember exactly how we got here. You won the election.
All right, so there's Mitt Romney as the chief candidate. He takes a shot at Obama. We'll find out in a moment whether Newt Gingrich took advantage of the opportunity to take a shot at Obama, or is he still, as Limbaugh suggested, whining about the negative attack ads. 13 past the hour, 800-510-8255, for you to express your own op-ed piece here on the countdown.
This is the biggest play of your life. You trained for this. You were born for this. During the ultimate football experience at Sears, buy a TV online, and it will only take 5 minutes to pick it up in store. No overtime. Just 5 minutes to walk out with the biggest screen the big game has ever seen.
This week at Sears, save $1,400 on a Sony 55-inch 3D LED TV. Only $1,499.88. See store for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends February 4th, 2012.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Grainger, the best resource for all your industrial supply needs, offers a service called KeepStock, which helps businesses manage inventory, making it much easier to know what you have and quickly order what you need. They can help you put a method to the madness of tracking, organizing, and ordering any size inventory, turning even the most intimidating storage space into an easy-to-maintain supply paradise. To find out more, visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
800-510-8255. A lot of the donors to the Republican cause are showing their thirst to top Obama. A lot of money being spent on these campaigns. It's pretty disgusting, actually. Let's move to Newt Gingrich. Here he talks about after the Florida primary, which is what we're doing here in this hour of the countdown, pretty much over the rest of the week. I'm guessing that much of the time on the air on these talk radio, political talk radio programs, whether they be left or right, will be aimed at discussing what's happened in Florida. Gingrich says he intends to stay in the race no matter what.
It is now clear that this will be a two-person race between the conservative leader, Newt Gingrich, and the Massachusetts moderate. And the voters of Florida really made that clear. Now, you'll notice the number of folks are holding up a sign about 46 states to go. We did this in part for the elite media because, you know, the same people who said I was dead in June and July and said I was gone after Iowa, who seemed totally quiet the night of the South Carolina victory, are now going to be back saying, what's he going to do, what's he going to do, what's he going to do? So I just want to reassure them tonight. We are going to contest every place, and we are going to win, and we will be in Tampa as the nominee in August. Now, you might ask, in the face of a 5-1 onslaught, how can that be true? And I'll give you the answer. It was stated at a historic moment in 1863 in dedicating our first national military cemetery by the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, who said, we have government of the people, by the people, for the people, and we're going to have people power defeat money power in the next 6 months. And you might say, how are we going to do that? Well, the same way that we came back in June and July, and by December, we're ahead in the Gallup poll nationally by 12 or 13 points with no money. It turned out that if you have ideas and you have solutions and you're positive and you can communicate a better future and you have a history of actually doing something in the past, that the combination begins to reach the American people. This is the most important election of your lifetime.
That may be positive. I'm hearing him talk about being positive. I'm wondering about what he's been smoking or drinking. 800-510-8255. I haven't made any bones about the fact that I think he's an extraordinarily destructive person, especially in this process. But as Limbaugh said, get over it. That's the way politics is. There ought to be three parties, the conservatives, the moderates, and the liberals. What say you about that as we listen to Rick Santorum and his message?
There's one message that I think we got from the campaign in Florida is that Republicans can do better.
Yes.
We can do better than the discussion and the dialogue and the accusations that were going on in the state of Florida, and really this campaign, you know, went downhill. I went to Florida and of course participated in the debates. I thought we did a pretty good job in those debates. And while we didn't get into the melee at the negativism, as I said at that debate in Jacksonville on Thursday night, the American public does not want to see two or three candidates get into a mud wrestling match where everybody walks away dirty and not in a position to be able to represent our party proudly. We're going to have differences on the issues, and we need to talk about those differences on the issues. But what we saw in the last few weeks in the state of Florida is not something that's going to help us win this election.
No.
We need to, and I said it, I'll say it again. Governor Romney, you have every right to go out to the private sector and use the gifts that God has given you and the opportunities that you had and that you made for yourself and your hard work and make all the money that you can and do it in a way that helps our economy and certainly helps you and your family. And I'm not going to criticize you for doing that because that's how capitalism works.
Woo!
I'm all for it. And Speaker Gingrich, you went out and you took the talents that you have, and they're considerable. And you took the effort and the hard work and the knowledge and experience you got from working at the highest levels of government. And we not work with companies who had concerns about a government that was trying to run over them in many cases. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I congratulate you for the work that you did in support of those companies who deserve representation as they are entitled to under the First Amendment of our Constitution. And I'm not going to criticize you for that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's put those issues behind us. And let's focus on the real issue, which is defeating Barack Obama.
People are funny. 21 after on today's countdown.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through incomeathome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Wednesday, the 1st of February, we're on the air with a review of the primary vote and who won. Comments from everybody. We've had something from all the candidates except Ron Paul, so we'll fix that right now. And then we'll go on to the hosts who are evaluating what's going on. And then your calls at 800-510-8255, especially the people who are in Florida listening. What do you think of what has happened in your state? Pretty easy win, as it turns out, for Mr. Romney. Here's Ron Paul, who talked to a crowd in Nevada about his campaign's focus.
A few months ago, there were, well, how many candidates were there? There were nine. We're down to four. But tonight... tonight I saw a statistic we're in third place when it comes to delegates, and that's what really counts. And we've only gotten started. Now the counting really occurs. Now, and we will spend our time in the caucus states because if you have an irate, tireless minority, you do very well in the caucus states. But there's something else that the caucus states lends itself to, because if you have an energized group of people that are working in a campaign and actually believe in something, it's better to work in the caucus states. This is what's been so fantastic with the campaign. I've been doing a little bit of campaigning for liberty for a long time. But let me tell you, something big is happening in this country, and it's all very favorable. There's a mess up in Washington. They've created a mess. They've given us a lousy foreign policy. They've given us a lousy budget. And they've given us a lousy recession. But where the wonderful thing is happening is in the grassroots. People are beginning to realize that the problem is too much government. We need more personal liberty. And this is where we're winning the hearts and minds of people, and the numbers are growing. I'll tell you what, there's many brush fires of freedom being lit across this country today. We don't even know where they are. There are so many. But it is being translated into great enthusiasm and change, the change that we need. We don't need to have more government. We need to get rid of some of the ornery process of the government. We have, for instance, don't you think it's about time we had a new monetary policy?
800-510-8255. So let's see here. Moving around the essence of all these tacos. Let's go, Evan, to Mike Broomhead and Andrew Yossi talking about Mitt Romney's decisive win there in Florida.
Anybody going to drop out because of this?
I don't think anyone's going to drop out until Super Tuesday, which is in March.
Okay. So we've got a four-man race. And does it matter? I don't want, you know, I don't like to jump on anybody. You don't want to kick a man when he's down. But does it matter, these endorsements? Does it, when a candidate drops out and they throw their support behind somebody, does it matter in the, not so much, we're not, I'm talking about, not talking about delegates, but does it matter in the minds of the voters in other states? Like the fact that...
That you want a loser to endorse somebody that...
That's what I'm saying.
Win?
No. So does Herman Cain on the stump for Newt Gingrich, does that matter to anyone?
Herman Cain did have a great following, but I don't know. I mean, just because they followed him doesn't mean they'll follow Newt, right?
Yeah, he had a big following, and that's what got him out of the race, actually.
Dang!
I just wonder, when I look at these numbers, when I look at what's happening in Florida, and it was a two-man race, and nobody can, you can say what you want about Santorum and Paul leaving the state. Gingrich didn't leave the state. Gingrich was a full-court press, so he was really trying hard to keep the momentum from South Carolina into Florida.
All right, so does this offer Gingrich a chance to regain the foothold? What's ahead? We'll find out in a few moments here on the Countdown.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License and all.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
It is the love month, February, and whether or not these guys are in love or can be in love remains to be seen down to the wire. Newt Gingrich says he's going to win on Super Tuesday and get his share of delegates and go all the way to the convention. And that's where we are. We've listened to all of the campaigners, candidates, and the results of the Florida primary are focus here on the countdown today. Your call is coming up in a few moments. So we've heard from the candidates, and now we go to some of the hosts. We have Megyn Kelly and Bret Baier on Fox talking to Sarah Palin about Mitt Romney.
Your reaction to the news tonight?
Yeah, relative to the other primaries, these are pretty large numbers for Governor Romney. That's a big win for him. $17 million, you know, spent in one state, that purchased a lot of darts and arrows that were flown in one direction, and then a lot of darts and arrows were flown back. And, you know, a lot of that negativity sure didn't paint the party and the cause in very attractive colors. I think that hurts the electorate ultimately. It diminishes the energy that's needed to head into a general. So hopefully, from henceforth, everybody will start really focusing on what's important to debate as we go forward.
Governor, you talked about how you believe that the establishment was attacking Newt Gingrich, trying to crucify him. Those were your words. Do you feel that that's what led to his second place finish tonight? And do you think, you talk about the arrows going both ways, do you think it also happened to Mitt Romney?
I think that with, again, $17 million purchasing ads and in some respects some false narrative, it was very, very difficult for Newt Gingrich and the other candidates to counter just that bombardment of advertisements and the typical campaigning that seems to be going on in this primary. When a bell is rung, it's really tough to unring that bell, no matter how many surrogates that you have out there speaking for you. So, yeah, you know, I think that added to a process that thus far hasn't been, again, very attractive to the electorate. It unfortunately, is what keeps good people from wanting to run for office and maybe being engaged in their own government process of electing our leaders.
Governor Romney just finished up his speech in which he said, quote, "I stand ready to lead this party and this nation." Do you believe that to be true?
I believe that that is what his mission is. That's every candidate's mission, Brett. And what Governor Romney needs to do from henceforth in discussing and in debating against these other candidates is talk about the important things like, why are we facing again a $1.1 trillion deficit? You know, the fourth of that magnitude in a row. Why are we facing these enormous costs of Obamacare once that they get implemented? How that's going to affect our economy and our small businesses? I want Governor Romney and others to start really talking, debating the solutions to problems that we face when we hear rumors about, for the first time in history, perhaps our oil trades aren't going to be used with U.S. dollars, how that devalues our currency and how it makes us more reliant on foreign energy sources. How, as Romney did allude to a bit, how this newly waged war on religious freedoms that President Obama has now engaged in, how that erodes our foundation and does adversely affect our religious liberties. How all these important things that normal, everyday, average Americans are affected by, we want to hear that. We don't want to hear all the nitpicking.
All right. The nitpicking. Are you insulted by Sarah Palin suggesting your vote was bought? Because that's what she just said. 800-510-8255. She's a supporter of Gingrich and not Mitt Romney. You can hear that in her tone. What does that do? For it shows that there are a lot of people, the so-called Tea Partiers, who are interested in having Gingrich carry the day. I've been a fan of the Tea Party, the ideas. I think there are a lot of similarities between the Tea Party, frankly, and all those people who are protesting, even though the news media doesn't seem to be able to evaluate it that way. There really are, when you dig right down into it, lots of similarities. Because and the followers of Ron Paul, that's really where the protests are, frankly. The rest of it is all kind of window dressing. So, Fox News on the right, MSNBC on the left, as we try to bring you both sides of issues and personalities, etc. And this certainly is a contrast with Rachel Maddow and Al Sharpton talking to a former Newt Gingrich aide.
I have to ask you if being characterized as a distant second place finisher tonight is a disappointment to you, Mr. Tyler.
Well, it is a disappointment. I think it's a disappointment for Newt Gingrich, and I also think it's a disappointment for Republicans in general. Remember, as you noted, only 0.01% of the advertising was positive about Mitt Romney. All the rest of it was negative against Newt Gingrich. That was over 13,000 ads. So we didn't hear from Mitt Romney tonight how he's going to balance the budget. We didn't hear in this campaign how he's going to restore prosperity. We didn't hear how he's going to create jobs. We didn't hear any of these things. All we heard was how Newt Gingrich was a bad guy. So I don't think that's one hell of a way to run a primary. So go ahead.
I was just going to say, we also heard a lot from Newt Gingrich about what a bad guy Mitt Romney is, describing him as the campaign, at least, describing him as despicable, as not just a moderate, which he was described as in South Carolina, but now a liberal. What did Mitt Romney do between South Carolina and Florida to go from being characterized by you as a Massachusetts moderate in South Carolina to now you're calling him a Massachusetts liberal?
Well, I think his record is liberal in Massachusetts. I mean, he enforced the strictest gun laws in Massachusetts. He upheld a woman's right to choose to the point where a judge could overrule parents about a child, a minor getting an abortion. He raised taxes, and he got Romney Care, which is indistinguishable from Obamacare. I would characterize it as liberal. You may take issue with it, but I think it's liberal.
Mr. Snyder, is there your candidate, Newt Gingrich, has said he's going all the way to the convention. Is there any scenario you can see where your candidate and your supporters would say, let's support Mr. Romney, and at the convention, if Romney's the nominee, is there any way you can say, let's bring the party together, we were just joking, we don't really think that he's the bad guy that we've been saying, and it's really all right that he's done all of the things that we've been advertising that he's done?
Well, I think Newt Gingrich has a tremendous track record of supporting Republicans. He's done that virtually his entire career. And I think if Mitt Romney were to become the nominee, I'm sure that Newt Gingrich would support him as president, because he is better. He would even then still be better than the alternative.
Ah, blah, blah, blah. Rick Tyler, who is a former Gingrich aide. Now he's with a pro-Gingrich super PAC about Newt's second place finish there in Florida. And that's what we're talking about, the results in Florida, with your calls coming up after we have a couple of more bits and pieces from the various talk radio and talk television programs. I thought it was interesting. Tyler said he enforced the gun laws. He was the governor of the state. He didn't pass new gun laws. Gun laws weren't changed, but that's the preference of the way the people in Massachusetts look at it that way. He didn't go out of his way. This is how the spin is put on things. You listen to that and you don't really know what the story is. As a Massachusetts resident much of the time, I am pretty privy to what Romney did as governor here for 4 years. And I thought, frankly, he worked well with the Democrats. He had strong feelings about a lot of things, and those were echoed in much of the rhetoric. But he governed here according to what the people in the state wanted. That's how you do. If you're a representative of the people, then you do what the people want you to do. And that's why Obama doesn't work, and a lot of other politicians don't work either. He did not raise taxes either here. There were circumstances where local governments raised taxes. There are like Proposition 2.5, which allows the locals to raise their taxes, and he happened to be governor when the locals, all of the local communities, have that ability to raise the taxes, and they always do. That isn't something that Romney orchestrated by any stretch of the imagination. All right, so, but it's more, you know, that's the way politics go. There are half-truths, falsities. I don't use the word lie, but there's plenty of room for for interpretation, shall we say, about some of this stuff. 800-510-8255, the political DNA of the country in the focus. Here at 17 minutes before the hour.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Solomon Jamerson, 2nd Infantry Division, awarded the Silver Star for heroism.
There was a courier-type individual walking down the street. This one individual came up to the road junction and went into a ranch house, a farmhouse, pushed down the wall, and then an artillery piece started firing at our tanks up, advancing up the road. We went back up and continued firing on all the various locations, and numerous other locations had opened up fire at that point, which confirmed my suspicions that they were laying in wait for our units to come. I did not learn about it until a year later, I was back in the States. But the commander down on the ground was so pleased with our action, he put us both in for the Silver Star.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup. This is Doug Steffen. You can go to DougSteffen.com and get some of the turns and twists in print of this road to the White House through Florida, because the Florida primary is where we are spending our time. Your calls after we listen to a couple of more segments from Talk Radio and Talk Television about the Romney win. Here's radio host Bill McEwen talking to an analyst named Sal Russo about Newt's comments regarding the campaign and where he goes now, et cetera, et cetera.
How can it be that if Gingrich won, Romney would be done, but a Gingrich loss, he's still alive and well?
Well, I think there's a little bit of political posturing that goes on about what everybody's going to do. You know, Governor Perry said he was going to continue on, and everybody but seemed to realize that that wasn't going to happen. You know, the February schedule favors Romney because there are states that he won 4 years ago. Arizona, Colorado, Maine, Michigan, where his father was governor. So it was important for Gingrich to win in Florida because it's going to be a tough February for Gingrich. And then, he'd be back in the game in March. But, 30 days eats up a lot of campaign budgets, and a lot of momentum will go to Romney if he can keep winning, which, he would be the favorite to win in February, regardless of whether he won or lost in Florida. But with a win in Florida, that certainly gives him a tremendous advantage. So we'll have to see how it turns out. I mean, the key today was that Central Florida, it's obvious that, Romney was going to win South Florida and Gingrich would win North Florida along the Georgia border. And then the key was the battleground was in the center of the state. It doesn't look good for him today.
Now, key to Newt Gingrich's survival would be if Ron Paul and Rick Santorum got out of the race. Those two are very conservative, and it seems like Gingrich is doing better with conservative Republicans. Ron Paul says he's staying in and going all the way, and he's got that ground game in the caucus states to do that. What about Rick Santorum now?
Well, I think Santorum is, kind of waiting to see whether or not Romney or Gingrich deliver a fatal blow to one another so that there's the opportunity for him to rise. His favorables are relatively positive. The biggest problem that he presents is that he doesn't seem very electable, and that seems to inhibit his support from growing. But, that's not the scenario that we're getting out of today. This is really an important win for Romney, which is why they pretty much threw everything but the kitchen sink into Florida, because after Florida, they've got, as I said, the good February. They're going to be having a lot of momentum going into Super Tuesday in March.
Okay, so let's spend a few minutes here listening to George Stephanopoulos on ABC with the Donald about the Romney win in Florida, which is Trump's part-time home.
Is that enough to convince you he's the one?
Well, I think a lot of people are saying right now he's the one, but they have a long way to go. He did great in the debates, George, really great. I mean, that was the catalyst. And, I'm very impressed with the way he's doing. I was in Florida, as you were, a couple of days ago, and the ads are brutal. I mean, the ads are just
too brutal?
Well, they're very tough. I mean, they're very tough. No, I don't think too brutal. He wants to win.
And but what's holding you back from endorsing Mitt Romney at this point? I thought you were moving in that direction.
Well, I'm friendly with both. I respect both. I like both. And we'll see what happens. But in a very short period of time, I'll be making an endorsement. They both want my endorsement. We'll see what happens. But in a very short time, I'll be making an endorsement.
Today?
Not today.
Not today.
Not right now.
There's one thing. I got to try. Not bad. You know, one thing we've seen, we have a new ABC News poll out showing that both candidates, that this might be taking a toll of the campaign on each of them. It's about their how voters view their work experience. Romney in the private sector, Gingrich as a Washington consultant. Unfavorable views of both their private sector backgrounds given this campaign. That is something that President Obama, you know, will really target in a general election.
Well, but he's got plenty of things to be targeted also. I think that he's going to be very vulnerable with, if you look at unemployment, if you look at what's going on with the economy, which is terrible, if you look at what's happening with other nations, just ripping us off and laughing at us like we're a bunch of dummies. So he's got plenty to worry about. But the fact is that they are hurting themselves. They are bringing up the negative rating, and that's bad.
Yep, it is bad. You're right. Donald Trump, your calls are next here on The Countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are with your calls at 800-510-8255. Your input, here's an email I got from Myra Helmer, who's up in Fairbanks, Alaska, listening to the countdown. How I wish that all that hot air in Florida were here in frozen Fairbanks. Plenty of hot air. And not only from there, but pretty much around the country when it comes to the analysis. Is it analysis paralysis, as some suggested? A lot of little quaint euphemisms being used here. A lot of old, haggard expressions. I hear that a lot from Gingrich, the same sort of things back and forth. It's politics, and that's what people listening to News Talk Radio love. Here's Jim with several reasons for supporting Newt.
This is a battle over basically the future of our country. I see Romney as somewhat of an elected official that's just trying to get elected, whereas Newt Gingrich, if you had caught his interview with Greta Van Susteren the other night, he's trying to restore American exceptionalism back to what it was before. He described two or three generations of decline in America. This is going to be a pivotal election in the United States. It is a moral election when it comes to whether we want to be a European socialist model or if we want to continue with the free market capitalism. I also agree with what Sarah Palin has said when it comes to Newt Gingrich. He is being bombarded by not only the Democrat establishment, but also the Republican establishment. And reason being is he is intent on upsetting the status quo in Washington and restoring it from somewhat of a corrupted system, whether it be Republican and Democrat, back to a people's house and a people's government.
800-510-8255. Thank you, sir, for expressing yourself. More now from Michael in Massachusetts.
What I wanted to comment on these election campaigns is how much lying that goes on back and forth. I just hope that the average person can see through this. And it's really pathetic when you think about the amount of money that's spent on these campaigns, and you can't even get the truth. It's just ridiculous. And it comes from both ends of it. Right now, we're only hearing one side of it. But Gingrich, I mean, this guy is out of control. It's unbelievable. And I also want to make a comment based on the fact that ever since the networks have got into campaigning with the campaigns, because they're on TV all the time, no one in particular, that they're in constant campaign mode. It never ends. So the getting down to the business of the people never takes place. The election starts, and then you hear the Republican response, and it's the first thing we got to do is get rid of this president. Oh, that's a good outlook for our future, isn't it? I mean, we've got no chance at all with this until they get down to doing the business of the people. Something's got to be done about it, because we're really losing a lot of money, and we're losing a lot of time.
Well, one of the things that the primary in Florida seems to show is that spending a lot of money in advertising works. Advertising pays. Let that be a lesson to you. For those of you who, I don't want to advertise. Yeah, advertising works. Justin in Maryland, what do you think?
I used to be a Democrat. What bothered me by being a Democrat was I felt that I was putting a party ahead of my country. So I registered independent. And the other problem I'm having a problem with, why is it that we got GE appliances, Canmore appliances, all these different appliances, but we only have two parties we can vote for? And it seems like they push out all the third and fourth party. I'm not a Ron Paul supporter, just believe that. I will vote probably Democratic and then split my ticket with the Republican Democrat in the state of Maryland. But I just feel like we only have two choices. And that just surprises me that Americans love choices, but when it comes to politics, they think two parties is okay. I just don't get it.
All right, doesn't get it. Let's see what Phil in Maine says. Do you get it, Phil?
I don't know if I have a Republican candidate to vote for this year. I'm really disappointed in pretty much everybody. But the thing I wanted to bring up is, why does America forget everything that happened 5 years prior? I mean, they're talking about Newt Gingrich like he's an angel or a savior, and he has a terrible record in Congress. He was sanctioned by his own party for ethics violations. He accepted $1.5 million from Fannie Mae, and he acts as if he's not part of the establishment or that this means nothing, and people think, hey, he's real change. I can't vote for this man. It would be immoral for me to do so, and I can't vote for Mitt because I don't think he knows where we're going. They just seem to want to do anything to thwart Obama's efforts, even when he has good ideas, and we do need more parties. This is why we're deadlocked. We need four or five or six parties. That way we wouldn't be faced with this complete deadlock in Congress.
Yeah, this guy sounds like we're reading the Doug Steffen playbook. All right, your calls, lots of comments. We'll wrap up this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.